you're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me in this episode is...
Mike the Birdman Dodd from ThisWeekInGeek.net. Glad to be back here on the show, as I think I was absent last week, or was I? I don't remember.
No, you were here earlier this week, as a matter of fact.
Oh, holy crap, time travel.
Yeah.
It gets convoluted, folks.
We recorded last week. It released this week.
Okay.
Talking pre-video games. So I'm here now.
That's what's important. I'm here now.
Yes, yes. So I figured it would be kind of fun to discuss a multitude of things in this episode. So it may be a little bit longer, so I apologize. I figured that it would be fun to kind of talk about... And I'm going to do more digging on the DC streaming servers, so that'll be a later date. But I think that the main issue at the moment is internet fan rage. And
holy crap. Yeah, where do we start with this?
Well, it all started about 20 years ago. For instance, Star Wars seems to be the main attack point right now. And just prefacing this with, did we not get a lot of fan hate during the late 90s, early 2000s when the prequels came out? Internet's infancy. And people were losing it. And then we got the Lucas special editions with the edits. And then all of a sudden, Disney buys Star Wars. Or Lucasfilm. And then we get The Force Awakens, which everybody loved until they realized it was a rehash of A New Hope. And then they dogged it. And then we got Rogue One. And everybody either loved it or hated it. But again, it was a prequel film. And then we got the announcement that we were going to have a film every 6 months, pretty much. Or every year. Yeah, so every either May or December. And so then we get The Last Jedi, and everybody crapped on it. Then we got Solo, and everybody crapped on it, which only because it was like the worst performing Star Wars film ever, due to a multitude of reasons, mostly marketing, I would say. And then the fact that they're catering to not only the fans, but they're playing in the prequel and universe of doing a solo film, pardon the pun, of a particular character and in doing world building on that character instead of creating something new. And now people are attacking the actors from the Last Jedi, as well as complaining that they think it's stupid that the Jedi wear the same robes that Obi-Wan was using to hide in Tatooine. Nobody's happy.
See, part of my problem with this is you look at the Star Wars fandom, and I used to be a big part of the fandom. I used to listen to Star Wars podcasts. I collected the action figures for about 5 or 6 years. And I was a moderator on a couple of different boards for Star Wars. And Star Wars fans are the absolute worst. This is the fandom that drove several people off of Twitter, or not Twitter, Instagram, most notably Daisy Ridley or Riley.
See, I didn't even know that she was off. I read the thing about Tran.
Yeah, they drove Tran off of her Instagram. Ryan Johnson has gotten death threats. This is a franchise that drove Jake Lloyd insane, made Hayden Christensen go on a very long hiatus from acting. I mean, this franchise, as profitable and fun as it is, destroys lives. It is. And it's utterly fucking tragic. So now we've got our PG-13 rating. It's terrible. This franchise tears people's lives apart as much as it enriches them. For 40 something years of history, there's, for every success story, there's one or two people that have just had their lives torn apart by it. And the online fandom has never been more entitled or whiny than I've ever seen them in the last couple of years. Like, when you started talking about The Last Jedi, people loved it or hated it. I thought it was pretty cool, the fact that it went in a new direction. But you look at the female-led Star Wars movies, and people get all pissy about it, saying, oh, it's not my Star Wars, SWJ and liberal and blah, blah, blah. Man, do you people are pissing and moaning about a movie about space wizards with laser swords.
Yeah,
frankly.
See, and this is kind of funny, is, and I've been reading and kind of trolling different areas, just reading people's comments rather than commenting, because it's just kind of interesting to see viewpoints anyway, that we're watching the worst in people coming out, like the basement dwellers that people used to, you know, make fun of years ago, are expressing their rage anonymously online in front of a, you know, keyboard, courage, and just being bullies, like, to everyone. And this kind of, even sad but true, like when we did our 2010 bullying thing about the internet, social media, we kind of predicted the future. And it's just progressively getting worse year by year. And we used to be able to run to entertainment to get away from the stupidity of the world. And now the stupidity of the world follows us into that entertainment and never leaves. And they wonder why people have depression issues, anxiety issues, and all of these problems that kind of follow it all. And it's because the internet really isn't healthy for anybody at this point, because we're sitting here making commentary. And granted, I get offended by certain things that shows do. Like, if you listen to Future Imperfect, I have my gripes with Star Trek and their re-envisionings. But every series has to re-envision or it dies. And you look at Transformers. I hate the live-action films, but what did it do? It was this generation's revitalization to the franchise, because, let's face it, after the Unicron trilogy, which was just rehashed Japanese animation with dubbing, the franchise died.
Yeah.
And the films revitalized it, so we got animated, we got Prime, we got Robots in Disguise, and then we've got a new series, Cyber Wars, coming, or Cyberverse coming, and they've already got the Prime Wars trilogy on Machinima. So, like, it revitalized it the way that Beast Wars did in the 90s, and people were beating that with a shovel because it was beasts and, you know, truck, not monkey conversation. And then people were giving death threats to the writer Bob Skeer on Beast Machines because he re-envisioned Beast Wars. And that was, like, early days of the internet, you know, message boards and everything. And so, like, you can only imagine, you know, how worse it's gotten now, looking at, you know, all of these franchises. I mean, look how often Ninja Turtles reimagines. It's not, like, grossly different, but the fandoms support it, which is, like,
usually.
But it's one of the oddest things that the TMNT family of their shows primarily support all of their content. When you look at, you know, Transformers, you have a lot of splintering. You look at Star Wars, there's splintering. The new Thundercats has done this. The Thundercats Roar, which looks like Steven Universe, which, don't get me wrong, I think it looks like garbage, but
I'll give it a shot.
I'm not going to watch it, but that's just because I have a thing against that kind of animation. It has nothing to do with the fact that it's touching Thundercats, like some people would say, you know, like, they're boiling my, you know, destroying my childhood. You know, I didn't really care for the original all that much anyway, and it wasn't all that great. So, like, yes, we got a good, you know, He-Man revival. We got a good Thundercats revival. But, like, ultimately, I don't really care. And so I've kind of had to take that approach to all of the other franchises that I like, because they've gotten so toxic, it doesn't make it worthwhile to be a fan.
Yeah, I mean, Ninja Turtles, as you said, usually gets a pass. Although, this latest iteration, I see more fan venom than I have in a while.
It's because of the weird curvatures that they've added to the characters, and because of the different voice casts, like, because you have literally nobody that anybody knows, or at least they're not, like, as known as some of the other people that have been in previous incarnations. But it's just... I don't know. It's gotten really ridiculous with franchises. I've just had to kind of sign off on all of them. Like, at this point, I watch them out of enjoyment, and to support the people that have put all their time into it. But I don't really try to interact with any of the fans on it anymore, because yeah,
I steer clear of fandoms as well, because they just want to spill or just vitriol and toxicity and everything. I mean, hell, people give me shit for liking Teen Titans Go, and they're like, "Oh, Mike, it's terrible." But yeah, but it got me through the hospital. So does it matter that I enjoy it?
Well, I mean, there's shows that I think aren't very good either, and I'll watch them because, like, I enjoy it for the time being. It doesn't necessarily mean it's like a show I'd ever watch again, or I would put much merit in saying that it's really good. But It's one of those things that I don't ultimately, like, our opinions don't matter. Like,
yeah, it's basically, it comes down to do you enjoy this property? Yes or no. Do you enjoy it? And I
think,
do you
want it to go away or do you want it to stay? That's yeah, the main question.
I mean, my thing is, I think if you can enjoy a property and without finding the toxic part of that fan community, like I've talked about Power Rangers and Ghostbusters, which those communities can be really welcoming or really not, depending on where you go, especially on Facebook or on message boards.
Well, now that and you so mention far, it, I do remember that there was a hate on the new Ghostbusters, which I thought it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, that... See, that I love the Ghostbusters community, but man, you guys needed to take it back a notch. It's not like we dug up the corpse of Harold Ramis and had our way with it. Like, geez, guys, it's a movie. Back off.
Well, and how many years did they try and get Dan Aykroyd and the rest of them to come together, and Bill Murray's like, nope, not going to do it. And then, yeah, like, instead of just writing him out, they just, and doing their own film, they just stomped their feet on it. And so, like, the studio finally was like, all right, we got to make a new film.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, it's so dumb. And people could be like, well, Mike, what if they took a beloved property of yours and shat on it? Well, you know what? They already did. It's called Mass Effect Andromeda. And you know what? It was a bad game, but I still played it and I still had a good time. Did I love it? No. But you know what? You can't love everything. And people get so bent out of shape over the littlest things. And it's stuff like people getting bent out of shape, going after people, issuing death threats, or just having nothing good to say about it. I mean, it sucks.
Well, I used to be one of those people that used to, you know, get really upset, like, over Transformers. And then I came to this realization that I just don't care. Like, and I just stopped talking about it because it was better for my mental state and for people listening to the podcast for me to just not talk about it and talk about the things I do like about the franchise rather than sitting there and creating a crap fest and making it uninteresting. And then even in Future Imperfect, I started out when I started doing the reviews of Discovery, I started off on the boat of, I'm not sure what they're doing. I'm a little upset of these things. And then I would constantly harp on certain aspects. The Klingon thing, I won't let die until they come up with something. But even then, like, I still watch it and still support it. Like, it's not... But my tune changed the longer I watched it, because I ultimately was just more in support of watching it than sitting there complaining. And there's still people that do that online, and you know, even Reboot just got rebooted. I think the show is utter garbage and it's poorly written. It's very poorly written. Do I like some of the CG aspects that they've come up with because they're using a different engine? Yeah. Do I think that the fan service was a slap in the face and they should have just never included it? Yes. But you know, ultimately, there's also this other option that people seem to forget. Don't watch it. It's like spending your money. Like, if you don't like it, don't pay for it. Don't go after it.
There's one thing I saw, and it was from a Sony PR manager that we're not particularly close, but he said something on Twitter a few months back, and it's always stuck with me. And it was like, don't spread hate into the world. Find something you love and evangelize it. Find the positive. Spread the really good vibes about it. Tell people about it. Be happy that you're happy about it, and maybe that will spread. For example, you talking about Reboot, you don't like it? I thought it was okay. I had my problems with it, but you know what? I want to know what's going to happen next. And it's and you know what? I'll stick with it. I mean, sure, it's a little bit goofy. It's a little bit dumb. But you know what? Steve, we are almost 40 years old, and we are talking about children and young adult properties.
Well, speak for yourself. I'm
31. Shut up.
I'll be 32 this year, but still.
But yeah, point of the matter is we're bitching about children's properties for the vast majority of it. And I know it's... But it's meant for everybody and blah, 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 blah.
Which is true.
But everybody just needs to take a step back and chill out.
It's ultimately, it's somebody's entertainment vision. Like, yes, the writing may totally blow. The concept may suck. There may be broken elements, like even going to the Star Wars The Last Jedi. The only element I found that was completely unnecessary to their entire plot was the entire going to the other planet with Rose and Finn to pick up Benicio del Toro's character. That entire scene was completely useless. Were the actors useless? No. They were kind of fun to add to the film, regardless of who they are. I have no ill will against any of the characters. It was just I found that scene to be kind of lackluster. But,
yeah,
you know, it goes down to a writing issue. I would never, people that have never written a screenplay don't realize how difficult it is to have to craft something from nothing and then sit there and have to make it work on screen. Like, especially if you wrote it and then you're directing it, that just makes it even more difficult to sit there because you're not the one that has to it's easy, almost easier for somebody else that's translating it, but the person that wrote it is going to nitpick the crap out of it. As they're going through it. And even then, I think that unless you're in these people's shoes, people just need to shut up. ultimately, it's not worth... There's so much hate and, anger in the world already between our newscasters and our politics and bad humanity decisions being made. To sit here and worry about our entertainment that's supposed to take us away from all of that.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, like I've been saying, everybody just needs to chill out, man. Have some fun. Eat something you're not supposed to. And just enjoy the entertainment for what it is. If there's something there you like, enjoy. If there's something there you don't like, don't dwell on it.
Just pass.
Yeah, just let it go. As the song goes, let it go.
Yep. And
I mean,
I don't know. It's
you'll be much happier for it if you direct the energy you had towards bitching, if you redirect that into something positive, you'll probably be a happier person.
Yeah.
And that's what we're all about, being happy.
Yeah. And that's kind of one of the nice things. And I saw this somewhere else. They quoted or paraphrased Wonder Woman. You know, the only way to end hate isn't with more hate, it's with love. You share what you like, what you love, and then hopefully others enjoy it too. And it's okay to pan things to an extent, you know, to kind of say, you know, this is my thought, this is my review of it, but beyond that, let it go. Just stop. Because, I'll make little commentaries, little notices on certain things that I've watched or, you know, franchises that have changed, you know. But ultimately, after I've said my piece, it's done. It's not something I need to revisit. A lot of people just seem to have this thing where they want to drag it through the mud until it's a bloodied carcass. Like it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I think about the biggest example of this I seen recently was everybody getting up in arms about Thundercats Roar. And I just wanted to say, okay, you're getting pissed off about a toy commercial from the 1980s. Seriously, y'all need to go back and rewatch that, because that wasn't exactly masterpiece theater. Schnarf. It was a toy commercial. Schnarf. Yeah, Schnarf. Like, what? Come on, man. Like, the Thunder kits were there to sell toys. You were there to be in the moment. The Thunder tank was nothing more than buy this vehicle from LJN Toys. And you know what? That's cool. That's what it was. That was a product of the times. Maybe Thundercats Roar will end up being really funny. And I'm kind of hoping for that. I don't expect high drama. You know what? We got a reboot for that series, and nobody watched it because it wasn't marketed properly.
It wasn't marketed properly, just like anything else that's, you know, even looking at Young Justice, I mean, none of it was marketed properly to anybody, and they put it on the death slot. So, like, between the two, like, they seem to have this thing where, unless it's real easy animation and it's something in that vein, they just don't want to do it.
Yeah, I mean, and even the animation style, animation evolves over time. This just happens to be what's hot now, and that's okay. I mean, like I said, a lot of people love Steven Universe and Gravity Falls and stuff like that. That's okay. That's totally cool. And hell, I'm on board with you. Just, you know, this Lino did not come out of the past to, like I said, dig up the corpse of the 1985 series and have his way with it. I know I've been using that metaphor a lot tonight. For some reason, I'm in the necrophilia. But all I'm saying is, people, y'all need to chill out and relax. It's a cartoon cat. For the love of God, it's a cartoon cat. And that's, I think, a lot of people forget. And you've brought it up many times. It's supposed to be a distraction. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be a takeaway from the world that is around us. The politics, the drama, the war, the sadness, and whatever else is going on. Entertainment is supposed to be that entertainment. Whether you find a character you identify with, whether you see something in an episode of Star Trek, or you see a love story that like touches you for a particular moment or something like that. Find the happiness in that rather than, oh man, I'm so angry. Don't be angry. You know what? I'm going to give this as a challenge to the listeners of Altered Geek. Try not being angry for 3 days. If something genuinely pisses you off, then yeah, obviously deal with that emotion. But try not to let the little things bother you for 3 days. See how much better you feel. And I know that's big advice because as of tonight's recording, a pretty big thing happened where I live in my province, which could affect my life, my livelihood. A government got elected that is not very friendly towards people on disability, nor is it very friendly to my wife's job, who she is a supply teacher, which means her work is occasional. You know what? I voted. I spoke with my voice. But you know what I'm going to do? For the next couple of days, I'm going to chill out. I'm going to watch some Power Rangers. I'm going to play some video games. I'm going to have myself a cheeseburger. And I'm going to let things roll for the next few days, and I'll deal with that next week when things are better. Because you know what? It's E3 next week. I got something to look forward to. See, mm-hmm. I just did it. I got something to look forward to. And that's what you people should do too. Don't be pissed off. Find something to look forward to. Be happy for it.
Don't be mad. Get glad.
Exactly. I mean, it could be coming home to your wife, boyfriend, significant other. Or it could be coming home to your cat. It could be any number of things. Just be happy, because you know what? You're here. You're alive. Watch kittens. Your life could be a lot worse. Could be a lot better, too, but you know what? There's always something to make you smile. And I think I learned that from Mr. Rogers and Bob Ross. There's always something to make you smile. And yeah. Mine just happens to be my wife and Dr. Wiley. He's waving at me right now. Little boy cat. But yeah, I mean, that's, I think, the big takeaway I want people to walk away from this episode is find something in the entertainment world or even just a simple pleasure and be happy. Try it for a couple of days. See what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And something for those that do want to complain, there's actually a Microsoft AI that could do it too, and do it privately. So nobody has to actually see it.
Yeah, go talk to Microsoft Sam for a while. I'm sure he'll listen.
What, Bob?
Yes.
He doesn't exist anymore. And if you ask Microsoft's newest AI, not Cortana, but the...
Man, I love the bitch at Cortana.
Well, Cortana is actually like kind of useless. They got this new one called Zoe. Zo chats on Twitter at Zo chats, and it's a new AI from Microsoft that will like DM you and message you like a real person with like almost instantaneous like responses.
Well, if that's the case, just go on Omegle. I'm sure you'll probably find somebody naked half the time or chat roulette. But hey, you never know. Maybe you'll see something you like. Or you could talk to the robot.
From Lost in Space.
From Lost in Space.
Just don't complain about it. It will eat you. And those that are complaining about IHOP changing its name, same thing as this episode.
You know what? Go to IHOP, grab yourself a stack of friggin' pancakes, and shut the hell up.
And stuff
pancakes
your mouth.
Are delicious. Exactly. And stuff your mouth. Rather than complain, have a bite of pancake. It could be a lot worse.
I'm just enjoying the fact that they're trolling the entire internet right now with changing their name.
They're going to be called the International House of Breakfast. Whoopee-doo. That's my prediction.
I think they're going to be the International House of Burgers.
IHOP does make a pretty good burger. I will say that, actually.
Yeah, I think that they're wanting to garner something different, but I do know that I was reading something they had, and I don't know if this is true or not, but saying that people of certain ethnicities refer to it as IHOP because they don't have the letter P in their alphabet, and they have the letter B.
Weird. I've never heard that before.
I wasn't sure if that's real or not, but I was like, okay, I could kind of see that, but at the same time, like, I think that, because it would be almost more, like, inclusive that way, but I think that they're more than just pancakes, so if you're doing, like, breakfast or burgers, because they do a pretty mean burger as well,
yeah,
I think that B kind of opens it up for, you know, interpret it for what you will, if it's breakfast or burger, but either way, you win.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting that they went that route. But they're having fun trolling the internet and aren't going to tell anybody what they're doing until Monday.
The only E3 announcement I'm looking forward to, IHOP.
IHOP, because they're trolling the internet and nobody gets the joke. But yeah, I'm looking forward to E3 stuff. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what comes out of that. Just because it's always, even if I don't partake in said games, every time, like, it's still fun to see what's coming out and the technology going into it and the cutscenes and all the promotion.
Yeah, I know. We'll do an Altered Geek on E3 after it passes, and I'm going to take my own advice. Rather than be like every other game journalist who tries to be edgy and snarky, I'm going to be happy this year. I'm going to post very, very little snark. I'm going to be excited, and I'm just going to have fun.
Yep,
this year's E3 is going to be fun E3.
Yep, fun E3 with, like, just basically the highlights.
Yep, just going to go with what looks cool. I'm going to have fun with it. If it's a game I don't care about, like, say, FIFA, you know, because I remember they tried to do a single-player mode in one of the football or basketball games. And you know what? I thought that was cool. I can't. It's not my game, but hey, that's innovation. Good on you.
Yep. So I think that about wraps this up.
Pretty much. So if you want to get in touch with the show, you can do so by
going to Twitter at Altered Geek. You can go on Facebook at Altered Geek. Or various other places, or alteredgeek.com. You can comment on geekcastradio.com, thisweekingeek.net, or alteredgeek.com. You can get a hold of me on Twitter at SCP21.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, on Facebook at Birdman Dodd. I'm always around and always looking forward to interacting with you, the fans. So until next time, from us here at the GeekCast Radio Network and This Week in Geek.net,
get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.
Woo! E3!
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.